So I want to know what you would do in this situation, because this happened to me over the weekend, and my inside self did one thing and my outside self did another thing. And I'm just wondering, because if it ever happens again, I want to have my game plan. So I'm at Starbucks and I'm inside and I'm in line. I'm the third person in line. So there's a man, an older gentleman at the counter, a woman, and I'm behind them. Mm-hmm. This man, and the girl, the barista, had to be 22. Cute little girl, cute young girl, I guess I should say. This man went off on this girl about how he wanted fresh coffee, and he was so rude, and he was yelling at her. It was very hard for me to hear. He was obviously, he was inside out with anger inside. It was nothing that the girl did. He's just, you know, whatever. But he was yelling at her. And here's this young girl. And I'm thinking, you don't treat people like this. And I so badly wanted to be like, excuse me, you're being rude. So, of course, I'm non-confrontational because I'm a chicken. And I feel bad about that. But when I got up to the girl, I'm like, I am so sorry for the way he was to you. And no one should ever be spoken to that way. So I said, hopefully to make her feel better, that that was wrong. And then they told me, they're like, you wouldn't believe what people do when they're like, how crazy people get. But I'm wondering, should I have said something to the man in the moment?
You don't know if he's.
I know.
What his mental state is.
I felt bad for the girl. She,
you don't know if
what he's carrying.
Yeah, what he's carrying.
Well, that's, and Wheeze, it's totally true, because this guy was snapping. And the poor girl was like, as a mom.
Over a coffee?
Ask
for the fresh pour.
Or probably half the store probably just pulled out their cameras and started videotaping him.
Well, he was going off on her. And I felt like, as a mom, mm-hmm. I needed to protect her. And I was there, and had anything gone wrong, I absolutely would have jumped in. But I let him kind of go off and I didn't say anything. And I feel bad about not saying anything. And I'm wondering, if you're listening right now, would you have handled it different? Have you been in that situation and handled it different? Because I never want to see a human being, guy or girl, treated that way. And it just like...
Did you eye shame him?
No, his, because he was facing forward. Oh, okay. I'm behind. I'm in a line.
And, you know, but as a woman against a man, you should probably...
She was
probably,
such a young, cute girl.
Now, if Nick and I were standing there, we probably would have said something, because, you know, we'd have taken him down, but...
I should have said... should I have said something?
Man.
So I'm just wondering, though, like, should I have said something to the guy? Should I
Did
stop?
Did he look rickety?
He... No, that would have been a stretch. He wasn't that old.
All right.
He was, like, older, but...
Crotchety?
Well, by the way he was talking, 100%.
Not rickety.
But he wasn't, like, unphysically able to...
Could you have taken him?
I think I'm tougher than I am. I think so. Sure. I don't even know what I would do. Like, when you take somebody, like, what's the move?
Were you in heels or... Or like
Nick,
sneaks.
You're still talking to me.
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe you're doing that gym thing with the hair, with the pony, with
no,
the glasses.
No. This, right. I was like, you're I was dressed. Up. I was dressed.
Showtime.
All right. But I was like, I'm so mad, because like I felt so bad for, like, I'm talking like college age girl.
I just
trying to make minimum wage or whatever you make at Starbucks.
General world safety, you don't gauge the guy because you don't know what his personal situation is.
Right.
You're right to talk to the person and express your, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I'm sorry you went through that. But that's when you get into that world of customer service, know that the percentage of your customers are just going to be miserable and unhappy, and you got to deal with it.
He was snapping and giving the death stare, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Let's see what Angelina has to say.
Did he threaten her at all?
No, but I just want to know, if you've been in that situation, how have you handled it? Angelina, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how would you handle it?
Well, you know, I can just tell you how I wish I would have handled it, is that it happened to me. But it happened to my coworker and her daughter. It was her first job at a pizza joint. And, you know, that happened to her, and she was yelled at so virulently by the guy behind the counter that she quit working and hasn't had a job since. And that just happened recently, like within the last few months.
Oh.
And that was her first job.
And what, it was hard to understand the first part. So what did the person do to her?
He did the same thing. He was just mad that his pizza wasn't out fast enough or was different or it wasn't the way he wanted it. But she was just the cashier, and she was just behind the counter, and it was her first job.
Right.
So he scarred her for her professional career at this point.
so far. Yeah, she was just a little girl. She was just learning.
Well, and that's the part I can't understand, when an adult would yell at somebody who's obviously new to the workforce. I mean, it's not that hard to tell who is and who isn't, and how people can talk to them like that. And yeah. So what do you wish? Were you there at the time?
No, my coworker came in and told me about her daughter and that had happened to her. And I just wish I would have been there. And if I ever witness it, I'll see what that did to that little girl. And I'll make sure that I stand up. So.
Yeah, I see. So now I'm regretting I didn't say something. So if you were in my situation, would you have said something to the guy, the mean guy at the counter?
Sure, I would have said, hey, cut her some slack, you know? She's just a little girl. Like, give her some time.
Yeah.
Think about how you felt when you were this age. Everybody in society is so focused on the now and right now, and everything has to be immediate with ourselves. You can order McDonald's before you even go to the drive-thru line. That's how fast we want things given to us and how perfect we expect everything. So, Right. Fortunately, that's just not the reality for...
I'm glad you called. Thank you. Karen, what do you think? Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Janet. I listen to you every morning. I just absolutely love you.
Oh, thank you.
I work at Danny's Restaurant. I've been there for 28 years. I have to honestly tell you, working with the public is... so difficult. I deal with it every single day. I work 5 days a week there. Sometimes, you know, I work more. I'm actually a teacher's aide. I work for BOCES. I'm actually just pulling up to work right now.
They're so lucky to have you. So what have you experienced? Have you had this kind of an experience?
Oh my goodness. I have, like, experienced everything from people being absolutely wonderful to people being absolutely... shouldn't speak to you in any kind of mannerism the way that young girl was spoken to.
Are you numb to it at this point, Karen? Are you numb to when people go off and you're like, what do you do?
Yeah, I kind of am, and I'm not exaggerating. I have got tougher in my old age. I'm almost 60 years old. I have actually got so tough in my old age that I will say something back.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah. But you know what? It's so funny, and I'm not going to give myself a little pat on the back, but I will. I say it in a quite diplomatic way that it doesn't come over so aggressive.
Good.
So, but I have to admit what the lady said before, that, this generation, and it's now including adult generation, which I never thought would really happen, it's all immediate. Everything's immediate. I want it now. I'm going in for a cup of coffee. I want it now. I want it this. I want it that. It's not all about that. I grew up in England, and, you know, and Americans, like, this is how America is.
Yeah.
I'm an American citizen. I'm proud to be one. But it's not all about immediate. It's about treating people the way that you want to be treated. And it brings tears to my eyes that people treat people like that. You know, it's not necessary.
Mm-mm.
And I kind of, like, feel like I don't know, like, what you're saying, what you would have done. I think that I would have actually said something.
I feel like, Karen, my inside self was saying, hey, mean man, leave her alone. She's a young, sweet girl. And I was kind of afraid of him. So my outside self just was giving him the death stare, like, stop it. Like, I was trying to think it and let him feel my eyes. But then when I got up to her, I said, I'm sorry for that person being so mean, but I feel like I could have done more.
Well, I feel like I would have done the same as you. I would definitely have said something to the young girl, but I think I probably would have said something to him. But I do agree with you also. This world is becoming so messed up that, you know, what are we are we up against? You know, like, is this guy in a mental, you know, is he like in a mental state? Yeah, you do not know. So I have to agree with you. Like, it is a little bit of a touchy, you know, like, is it, you know, going to be safe?
Yeah.
But I think because I work with the public... every single day. I wouldn't have been able to have not stopped myself by saying something. But,
Karen,
you make me want to go to Denny's.
Yeah, I want to find you at Denny's.
No, it's Denny's. I work at Denny's Restaurant.
Denny's.
Oh, I thought you said Denny's. Okay.
Send 10-cent chicken wings on Monday night. I'll be there.
10-cent chicken wings. There you go. Look, and go see Karen. You're our English angel. And before I let you go, Karen, how about Archie's toes? Did you see that picture?
I just love everything about you guys. You guys make my day every day. I just love you.
Good. Well, thank you for calling. Call again, okay?
I will. I promise. I never get through. I try so many times.
Here you are. Well, I love that you call, and we'll look forward to the next call again. Thanks, Karen.
Cheerio.
Dawn, you're on Kiss 98.5. How would you have handled that situation?
Well, I have a newly turned 16-year-old daughter that comes home from her fast food restaurant nightly and tells me all the stories about the customers that come in that are very rude, very demanding. So I probably would have handled it like you. But if the person really crossed the line, I would have stepped in. My daughter is actually, she's learning how to deal with all different kinds of people. So I think in the long run, it's going to help her in her future, when she gets her real job.
Mm-hmm.
People are just so rude out there. There was a customer apparently that came in and ordered a certain kind of tea that, they have to follow the recipe for. So she did that, and the customer came back and was like, "It's not sweet enough. You need to put more in." She did what the customer asked. Customer came back, "I want it done over again. I don't like it."
Mm-hmm.
Went on again. It needs to be sweeter. She added more that needed to be done. And then the customer's like, "Well, now I want more ice." And this just apparently went on and on and on. And finally, I think I was proud of her because she took the recipe book and showed the customer exactly what she ordered. So she's learning to stand up for herself. But
really, if you're that specific with a drink, go home and make it yourself at home.
Come on, people.
It's crazy. Yeah, it is crazy.
And I
think we all need to mind our words a little bit and realize that you're treating a person disrespectfully. At any age, we shouldn't do that. And it's so frustrating.
I think it's a place where people really believe they can power trip, like they have some sort of control in the world. And I'm talking specifically fast food. We hear stories of people that flip out at fast food places because there weren't enough nuggets or the taco wasn't folded the right way. Like some little thing, which is, this might be their only place where they get to pull their power.
And it's like the thing that kills me is you can still, if you wanted something different or you weren't happy, you can say that, but you can say it politely.
True, you can. Yeah.
You can be polite and use your manners. I'm glad you called. Thank you, Dawn. Amanda, you're on Kiss 98.5. What do you think?
I think you did absolutely the right thing. I have been in customer service for almost 20 years. And like you guys were talking about, you never know what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
I've had customers step in on my behalf, and things have gotten violent.
Yeah, that's what I was scared about.
It can escalate quickly.
Because, I was in a coffee line, just if you're just turning the radio on. I'm in a coffee line at Starbucks. I'm three behind. There's a guy at the counter, a woman, me. The guy's going off on this college-age girl about what he doesn't like about the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there was a counter between them, and she had hot coffee available.
She was weaponized.
I feel like I was on the other end, and he could have gone after me had I said anything. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's always a chance that he could have.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just have to bite our tongue. And, in the customer service industry, there's a lot of unhappy people.
I know.
You can't make everybody happy.
What happened where everybody got kind of rude?
That's not new.
Oh, nobody has respect for anybody anymore. It's horrible.
Oh, it is. It makes me so sad,
Absolutely.
I feel like we could lead by example, though, maybe, and that can be contagious. Like, if you're polite, maybe somebody else will be polite rather than being rude.
Yeah, just general human kindness would be a good start.
Yeah, for sure. You'd like to
But stepping in, I think could have escalated the situation. So I feel like you did the right thing.
Thanks for calling. I felt so bad for that young girl. Jen, you're on Kiss 98.5. What do you think?
I honestly think you did the right thing, too. I mean, she's right. You don't know what people are capable of. I've had customers step in, too. I've worked at Tim Hortons, Burger King. I worked at the Hamburg Casino. They make you feel like it's your problem that they lost all their money. I've had to call the police on somebody working at Tim Hortons, and actually it's the Tim Hortons you go to.
in Williamsville. You guys always used to come through in the morning. I don't work there anymore. I actually changed my profession because I can't deal with people and I don't hold my tongue back.
See, now, let me just tell you, first of all, I salute that Tim Hortons. That's one of the fastest Tim Hortons I've ever been in. And how amazing was it when those little chocolate Timbits would come right out and they'd be fresh and hot?
How amazing was it when you guys came through and I met Good Charlotte because of you guys?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
My little book bag.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I hate to, at a happy place like Tim Hortons, I can't imagine that people come through and are rude. Like, I just, like, it's hard to understand.
And when you're the only person and you're the only person taking the orders, doing, making the food and
doing
everything, you know, you kind of, not expect it, but you'd appreciate it. I've had people call me the C word, and I'm never coming back. And, you know, unfortunately, it happens, and it's only gotten worse. And
so you
to
said,
be honest with you.
Oh, go ahead. I said you changed your profession. What'd you change it to?
I'm a CNA now.
Nice. Do you love that?
I do. I actually love my residents. You get to know their families. You get to know a part of them. I get to hear the history of, you know, how I feel like I was born in the wrong time frame. I get to see pictures of the old cars and, you get to know a different world.
So you think you were from another time?
I do.
When?
The 1960s. I love the whole pin-up girl style.
Yep. There's a lot of people believe they're from another time. I'm glad you called. Tina, you're on Kiss 98.5. What do you think, Tina?
Hello. I just think that there's a different perspective that needs to be considered. So, although it's never okay for anybody to treat somebody that way, it is important in any kind of customer service that you understand that you don't know what people are dealing with at that time. So I teach my 17-year-old, because she works at a pizza place, and I teach her to have a way of responding that can de-escalate any kind of situation. So one of the things that the Cleveland Clinic that they teach is HEART. So it's hearing, empathizing, apologizing, responding, and thanking. And when you do things in that order, it can de-escalate any kind of situation. I use it in my personal life.
Tell it to me one
more.
I got to write it down. All right. HEART is what? Hearing?
Hearing, empathizing, apologizing, responding, and then thanking. So what that means is you're hearing what the person, you let them talk. You want to make sure you hear them out completely. You empathize with them. I'm so sorry. I'm sure that you're very frustrated with that. Then you apologize. You respond by saying, how can I fix that situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you thank them for bringing it to your attention. So you never know what somebody's dealing with. How do you know he didn't just lose his wife or something else traumatic just happened? So I think there's just another perspective. And in customer service, you have to make sure that you are dealing with people in a way that can make them know that you hear their concerns, whether it's a coffee or whatever. There's reasons why people react in a way that they do. But I think it's important to remember and to teach my daughter is that you never know what somebody is going through. So you just want to give them an opportunity, hear them out, apologize for the mistake, and then thank it. And that's what true customer service is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I just think it's
just hard
over.
Sometimes when the person is so heated and abusive, it's hard to go through all that when I see this process.
Young, fresh-faced, college-age girl.
Yeah, I get it, but
who's
any
got,
age
she's
be
no
like
match
that.
For an older man in the words and anger. Like,
well, I'm not discounting her abilities.
I just
sure she's
don't,
an equal.
No, she's not. They're just jerky, and she's just trying to make minimum wage or whatever. I understand, and I love that.
It's good advice, and you don't know what the other person's
lesson.
Going through.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling in. And has it helped your daughter?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, you have to prepare them for the real world, and people aren't always nice.
Yeah.
And I've been in customer service for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and I really, even when I was, you know, managing employees, I would teach them this, and I'm like, you have to make sure that you're hearing the people out, and part of their job and part of them learning is to be patient and to understand that you don't know, right? So
right.
I feel like if I was in your situation, Janet,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have said something because that's just kind of my personality. But I would have said it in a way to help de-escalate the situation. You know what I mean? Like, in this grand scheme of things, is it really that serious? Not really. You know, so I just think that it's important to teach our children, especially when they're going out in the workforce,
right,
that you've got to be able to learn how to deal with people in that manner. Because people get escalated for silly things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just, and you could be like that deer in headlights, but honestly, like, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't work. And it's just going to show their supervisors they can handle any situation that comes their way. So I think it makes them stronger when you have a disgruntled person,
okay,
right?
And
to learn how to deal with that.
For me, standing in line, two people behind the mean guy, what should I have done to him? What should I have said to him?
I think I would have gone up to him and just said, "You sound like you're having a rough day." You know, I may have even bought his coffee just to be like, show him some kindness, and maybe he would think about what he did. You know, like, you know what, I'm going to take care of, because I think that you're having a bad day, and I'm sure that it's not your intention to take it out on this young girl.
I would have bought it. Then I would have poured it on him.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a voice of reason. We need you in Buffalo.
I'm not the voice of reason.
I need to have her just drive around and diffuse situations.
Jen, let me ask this question.
Yes.
What line would he have had to cross for you to actually get involved?
I think that if he would have started calling her names or been so ridiculous that it was just out of control,
yeah,
I would have definitely said something like, "I'm not sure who you think you're speaking to, but this is another human. And I think that maybe you should consider that." Like, I'm very calm in stressful situations, and I really try to see the good in people. So, and I'm not, I've had moments where I'm irritated with somebody who's done something, but I never take it out on the person cashing me out, because honestly, it's not their fault, right? It's, or it's a mistake, it's a human error, but I wouldn't want anyone to treat my daughter that way, and I know that she's dealt with, like, people like that, but I just try to teach her the right way of dealing with customers.
And that's what we're all, and I appreciate you calling, thank you. And that's what we're trying to teach. Meenik, I was waiting for, he was like yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he wouldn't have stopped and backed off, but then he like had to wait for his coffee and then his,
So then he had to wait to get served after unloading on her?
Yeah, he unloaded and then he was waiting for his coffee and then he needed a straw and then he, it was just like, it just got worse and worse and worse. I think if he wouldn't have taken a pause, I would have stepped in. I was so scared. I'm like a chicken, but I wouldn't let.
No, you're not. No, you're not chicken. You've seen
like
all the stories
seeing
of people. You don't want to be part of his Dateline story,
no,
is what I'm saying.